concerned about the critical state of the planet caused by climate change. Association members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Mexico organized the SOS Save the Planet Conference in Jalapa, the capital city of the state of Veracruz, also known as the Athens of Veracruz. On March 6, over 1,000 concerned jalapenos, government officials, and dignitaries attended the conference to join in the discussion on the latest issues and key solutions to mitigate the planet's climate crisis. Supreme Master Qinghai graciously accepted the invitation as guest of honor to share her insights during the forum via video conference. Prominent guest speakers were the Honorable Fidel Herrera Beltran, Governor of Veracruz State, and His Honor David Velasco Chedraui, Mayor of Jalapa. Also present were Mariana Mungia de Velasco, President of Jalapa's Municipal Family Integral Development, or DIF, Mr. Ranulfo Marquez Hernandez, Civil Protection Secretary of the State, Mr. Victor Alvarado Martinez, Coordinator of the program Tu Decides, or You Decide, with the state's DIF, Mr. Elfero Riveros Hernandez, Communication and Journalism Director of Radio Teocelo, Mr. Oscar Pedro Reyes Castellan, Journalist and President of El Centinela Newspaper, and Noman Jin, one of the most famous singer-songwriters in Mongolia. European Parliament Vice President Mr. McMillan Scott, Senator Heherson Alvarez from the Philippines, and legislator Tian Chuo-Chin from Formosa or Taiwan also lent their support by sending their greeting messages to Supreme Master Qinghai and the conference's participants. The SOS Save the Planet was broadcast live by the local station Oliva Radio on 95.5 FM. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai, SOS Save the Planet, held on March 6, 2009 in Jalapa, Mexico.
En 1854, el jefe Sioux emite un mensaje. En una de sus líneas dice: somos parte de la tierra y ella es parte de nosotros. Las flores perfumadas son nuestras hermanas. El ciervo, el caballo, el gran águila son nuestros hermanos. ¿Qué es el hombre sin los animales? Si todos los animales se fuesen, el hombre moriría de una gran soledad de espíritu. Los picos rocosos, los surcos húmedos de las campiñas, el calor del cuerpo del potro y el hombre, todos pertenecen a la misma familia. La tierra no pertenece al hombre, el hombre es el que pertenece a la tierra. Maestra querida, ¿qué hacer para que el hombre actual retome estos principios?
Thank you again for reminding us this beautiful message. For humankind to live in peace and harmony with ourselves and nature, we don't really need so much effort. Just return to compassion and respect for all the life. That is the principle we must uphold to ensure that the animals do not disappear. Because as this chief describes, that would be tragic for us human too. Imagine our planet without animals at all. All the dogs gone, cats gone, birds gone, fish gone, buffaloes gone, elephants gone. Imagine none of the animals survive. How would we live? How would our life feel abundant? It will feel very dry and meaningless. So if we respect all life, then we also don't take any life. The earth provides in plenty for human and for animals. We don't need to take in a way that hurts or harms any other being. That means animal-free diet again and again and again. If all humanity lives with the animal-free diet and live in respect to nature and other life, then we will have a heaven on earth. We'll pray for that day, Professor Lopez.
Muchas gracias, maestra. Gracias por tu amor y tus bendiciones.
Thank you. Thank you, master. Thank you, professor.
Thank you.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Laura Lopez, a teacher, has the next two questions.
Laura, hola, bienvenida.
Hola, Master.
Welcome,
gusto en verte.
Hola.
Yo tengo dos preguntas. Los profesores en las escuelas tienen una labor importante en el fomento de la conciencia ecológica. ¿Sus libros pueden ayudar en cada escuela a cada maestro?
Very beautiful dress you wear. This Mexico traditional dress, right?
Sí, maestra.
And Professor Lopez before also wearing traditional Mexican, huh? I'm very happy, very glad. Me siento muy, muy feliz. Now, another Professor Lopez, Laura Lopez. It is true that the teacher has an important job, very important job. An entire generation of young students can be inspired through one teacher's beneficial approach. The most correct way to teach the children is through the moral standard of spiritual way of living. Certainly, the ecological consciousness is a moral standard we must uphold for the survival of our planet. From this perspective, as to whether my books can help schools and teachers, perhaps they can. By showing the value of animals in our lives and their intelligence and their spiritual knowledge that they possess, and how we should cherish them for the intelligence and blessings they bring to our world. These blessings include their love, unconditional love, natural, pure love, which translates to the moral value of no killing. If the children adopt these moral values of compassion from young age on, it will directly benefit our world. They will be living in the world of love and compassion, and hence, peaceful world. In addition, as vegetarians, they will be healthier and happier, smarter. Even their behavior will be more ideal for the society. Thank you, Professor Laura Lopez, for your caring question.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Una segunda pregunta y última.
Sí, sí, sí.
Recientemente usted habló del planeta Marte en su Primaster Television. Basada en su explicación que da sobre el planeta Marte, si esto ocurriera al nuestro, ¿quiénes se salvarían?
Yes, who will be saved? Whom do you think? Professor, well, we hope that nothing happened to our planet. What I mean is not worse than what is happening now. Let's hope that we can stop the global warming and save our planet. The global warming on Mars was similar to ours right now. It came to the point of no return. We still have not reached the point of no return. We are near there. We are almost at the point of no return. But planet Mars at that time, 40 million years ago, has reached the point of no return. It did begin with the gases from the livestock industry, animal rising, which then trigger other gases from the ocean and permafrost. Although the people there were warned, they did not think it would happen. They did not also know about the vegetarian solution. They also thought that it will not happen so fast. Yes, that is why we continuously try right now to spread the solution message, vegetarian diet. It offers physical power to stop the global warming because it has a moral power. It has a scientific power, like attract like. We have to respect life, and then we will be get life. The solution is so simple. Be veg and go green. Be veg foremost. Go green, okay, we can take time. First be veg and then take time to go green, because we have not scientifically developed enough to offer the fast solution of green living yet. I mean, we have some, but not complete. We have solar power, we have wind power, we have some electrical cars, but it's not all over. It's not 100% complete. And even if we complete the green solution, it's not enough. Because we don't just live with technical solution. We have to live with moral standard. We have to live with our conscience. And scientifically speaking, like beget like. So we have to respect life. We have to live and let live. And then we will have life. So just be veg and save the planet. Go green later. It's just a matter of enough people adopting the caring and ecological lifestyle in time. In time. Must be quick. We pray it will be so and quick. And we're working toward that goal with every means possible, from the Supreme Master television to media, advertisement to government, correspondence to individuals going on the street and distributing flyers, information, etc., etc. As to your question about who will be saved, the one who has virtue, the one who lives according to universal law of compassion and love, the one who lives according to scientific law, like beget like. Yes? Those will be saved. So living in virtue is the only protection. That is living in goodness toward others, which is translated into action, the vegetarian diet. No killing other beings. Keep the animal-free diet and be kind to all co-inhabitants, of course including the animals. These virtues will be smiled upon by heaven, and we will be protected. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Maestra. Muchas gracias por tus palabras de sabiduría.
Gracias. También.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Querida maestra, de acuerdo con tu libro Los Nobles Animales Silvestres, usted ha revelado información sobre los animales que nunca pensamos pudiera existir. ¿Cuál sería su mensaje para que la gente descubra y pueda tener una comunicación interna con los animales y respete su vida y hábitat?
I like your dress.
Gracias, maestra.
Me gusta mucho.
Oh, gracias.
Me gusta mucho. As Mexican, ¿huh?
Sí, de algún lugar de aquí de Veracruz, sí.
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. Maybe as you can see from the animals in my book, the internal communication comes through love. Pure love, devotional love, unconditional love. When you love an animal truly, he or she will communicate with you in one way or another, because that is the trust that you build through your love, mutual love. The animal would know your love, just like you know the animals love you. If you have a dog, you know he loves you, and the dogs know you love him. But more important is that we don't eat the flesh of any animal. Some persons who have experience with animals say that they are very sensitive to people. They would know who is good, who is not good for them. They sense it, and they run away from us if we emit some kind of a violent thought or like harming them thought, then they run away. For example, through research, people say that the donkey, which is naturally vegetarian, can tell through their smell if the person is a meat eater or not. If the person is meat eater, he's very edgy and nervous. But if a person is a vegetarian, the donkey feels immediately more relaxed and safe and friendly. Many animals are like this. So the best thing for communicating with the animals is to refrain from harming them, to refrain from consuming their flesh. Then they will trust you and you can hear more clearly what they have to say. This also is the way to show the greatest love and respect for life. By not consuming animal products anymore, all the animals know that we consider their existence to be as important as our own and for the survival of the planet. They will bless us also. They will bless us to protect our lives and the planet. They came here with the blessing to help us, to bless us, but it's a pity that we kill our helpers and friends. If we have respect for their lives, then we will have the best chance to show them that we are worthy to be their friend, and the inner connection and communication will begin from here. Very simple. And heaven will bless us also beyond our imagination. Thank you.
Gracias, Maestro.
Thank you, Maestro.
Sí, Maestro, tengo otra pregunta. ¿Cuál es el mensaje que sus mascotas y las aves silvestres nos envían a todos los seres humanos?
The animals are very grateful to anyone who work to protect the environment and all lives, including their life. They are very sensitive to this, and they're very grateful. They appreciate all efforts to preserve their existence and the environment. The animals cherish existence not for themselves, but because they want to continue to bless our world with their love and their spiritual quality and knowledge. There are many hero stories you can even read in the newspaper, on the television, radio, about the animals who risk and sometimes even sacrifice their lives to save humans. The animals do this gladly, willingly, because of their true love, the greatness of their heart. Their true love and the greatness of their heart. Recently, someone told me, to my surprise, that the psychics communicator to animals received telepathic message from one of my birds named Lumino and asked if the bird has any message to share. She conveyed this. We are here to evolve the world, to lift up the world. And the more people that are aware of this, the greater the possibility of it. Our journey is to help as many beings on the planet as possible to experience this. So you can see that many of the animals are very pure. They don't think of themselves at all, only us. Even though they have suffered so much at the hands of us humans, they still love us. They still want to help us. What forgiveness, hey?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. I hope you are happy with my answer.
Thank you, Master.
Sí, qué hermoso saberlo, Maestra.
Thank
It's
you.
So beautiful to know that. Tengo otra pregunta. Querida Maestra, si hubiera una catástrofe en el mundo, ¿cree que viniera gente de otros planetas a ayudarnos?
First of all, we really wish it doesn't come to that. I wish that we have no catastrophe. I wish that we will be able to save the planet with the one and simple and the most effective solution, that is the vegan diet, no animal diet, animal-free lifestyle. I wish we can turn everything around on this beautiful planet and through the development of our own nobility, make the world a place almost like a paradise so that people from all the planets feel safe to visit us right now. Even if they have a helpful intention, what can they do for us? We, human, must change first to become more loving and more kind. Such a godly consciousness cannot be imposed. It must be desired and awaken within each individual. So the most important thing is for us to be virtuous, that we do not kill or practice any cruelty toward any other human and any animals, and be kind to our environment. This is the animal-free lifestyle, a violent-free lifestyle, peaceful lifestyle. Once there are enough people with this compassionate quality, our planet will become a place of kindness, where even other beings from other world want to come to visit. They will come to visit if our planetary consciousness and moral standard match their own, match other planetary beings. Because right now, if they come to help us, maybe they look a little different. Maybe they speak a little different accent. Maybe we will not believe that they come to help us. Maybe they will endanger themselves before they could even help us. So we got to help ourselves. Simple, straightforward, easy. Just be there. Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Gracias, maestra, por compartir su sabiduría. Gracias.
Gracias también.
Thank you for your company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for Part 5 of Video Conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, SOS Save the Planet. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May the Providence guide your life in nobility, wisdom, and love.